Well, it was only a matter of time, of course, before the social media clamor for more of Skeeter went viral. You can blame yourselves or congratulate you and your Facebook friends, but either way, expect a full-scale frontal cable assault and YouTube blitzkrieg for that 15 minutes of fame we all so desperately yearn for. Okay, not for you. Roll over, Kardashians. Skeeter's got the news. Reality TV and its attendant sponsors surely have their fingers on the pulse and wallet of America, possibly the world, more than these poor, pathetic politicians vying for the scraps of our attention spans in their sad quest for the presidency. You think Kim Kardashian would trade places with the Commander-in-Chief? When every newsstand, Twitter feed, internet news spots, and Entertainment Tonight covers her every wardrobe, romance, and dietary inclinations in minute detail? President maybe gets a 22nd spot on what we now think of as the liberal media, and endless hours on Fox as their favorite evil dartboard. Kim's nobody's fool. And Skeeter's nobody's fool either. A while back, one of the honchos of Island County politics ran into him at a charity fundraiser he was attending incognito, and she asked if he knew this Skeeter fella. He said he did indeed. She asked, "Are you Skeeter?" "Sometimes," he answered cautiously, sensing dangerous tectonics. She confided that the Democratic Party wanted someone from Camino Island to run for county commissioner, and, well, would he consider? She had heard from her sources that he was a potentially popular candidate. Skeeter told her that her sources were either unreliable or drug-addled. Undeterred, she assumed he was joking. "I've heard you have quite a sense of humor," she chuckled. Skeeter pointed out that there was nothing funny in politics these days. "All the more reason to throw your hat in the ring," the party chairwoman retorted. Skeeter actually ran for commissioner a couple years earlier, as a joke. He even got a campaign poster in the Stanwood Camino News and still receives write-in votes to this day. The editor at that time eventually ran and won the commissioner's seat, never suspecting that Skeeter would be a stalking horse in the campaign, one that he had inadvertently unleashed on an unsuspecting populace. But no, politics is not a hell Skeeter wants to inhabit. He has bigger fish to fry, as we say down in the South End. He has his sights set on what matters, what's important, what moves the public's imagination in this 21st century hive mentality. He's taken on Duck Dynasty, the Kardashians, America's top model, Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. He expects to be the next big thing. By the 2016 presidential elections, good luck to the candidates, if we even remember their names.